And we start today with a by-the-numbers look at a dangerous situation on Hawaii's Big Island. That's where the notoriously active Kilauea volcano has been erupting again for about a week and a half now. The first number we have is almost 2,000. It's how many residents have been evacuated since the volcano started this eruption. Dozens of homes have been destroyed by lava. Next, 12. That's the distance in miles away from the crater that ash plumes could cover if an explosive eruption occurs. Scientists expect more of those in the days ahead, and new lava flows are also possible. $2.9 million is the estimated cost in dollars that Hawaiian officials expect will be needed to protect residents affected by the eruption. And that's for the next 30 days. U.S. President Donald Trump declared a major disaster in Hawaii on Friday. What that does is free up federal money and resources to help those affected. 18 is the number of fissures, cracks in the ground where lava is seeping or spewing out, all caused by this eruption. Some of the fissures are miles away from Kilauea's crater itself. And the last number here is 1924. That's the year when the Kilauea volcano last behaved like this, according to some scientists. It was active for about 3 weeks then, sending ash high into the air and blasting blocks weighing as much as 14 tons.